How long? It's a common question, isn't it? Sometimes we ask how long when we are just looking for information. Like, how long until we get there? Other times we ask it because we want someone to do something. How long before you give me your old car, Dad? Or, how long are you going to work on your homework before you come over and see me? The question can also be a way to express anger or frustration. How long will you keep bothering me? How long do I have to wait in this line? Now, our idea of what constitutes a long time is not always very accurate. You probably know that dentists say that you should brush your teeth for 2 minutes. I've put a clock on it from time to time when I brush my teeth. And you know what? 2 minutes feels like a really long time to be going around there with the toothbrush. But it's only 2 minutes. Washing your hands for 20 seconds. That can seem like a long time, too. But isn't it silly that it seems that long? It's 20 seconds. Traffic analysts say that if drivers have to wait more than 30 seconds at a stop sign to make a turn, their chances of being in an accident rise considerably. 30 seconds seems like a long time to wait for a safe opportunity with that turn signal clicking away, that after 30 seconds, people will make risky turns to avoid waiting any longer. Do you know what makes something really feel like a long time? When it's a tough time. When things aren't going well for us. At school or at home, when we have doubts or fears about something, when enemies or temptations surround us, when things are happening that make us sad or troubled, then we might pray in the words of Psalm 13, "How long, Lord? Will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long am I to feel anxious in my soul, with grief in my heart all day? How long will my enemy be exalted over me? How long, God? How long is my trouble going to last? Is this thing that is bothering me going to come to an end soon?" When it's a tough time, it feels like a long time. Now, it's okay to ask God how long. When David did it here in Psalm 13, he was not doing it in anger or frustration. It was his way of asking the Lord to deliver him from evil. But when things aren't going well for us, it can be all too easy to ask God how long with an edge in our voices. And in our hearts. As in, how long, Lord? Aren't you going to do something to help me already? How long do I have to sit here before you figure this out for me? And that is not the proper way to ask how long. Saying it with an attitude turns it into a question of complaint against the Lord and dissatisfaction with him. Sometimes he does tell his children how long. The Apostle Paul prayed 3 times, wondering how long he would have to struggle with his serious physical ailment, his thorn in the flesh. In that case, the Lord gave him a specific answer. How long, you ask, Paul? The rest of your life. Maybe it's better sometimes if we don't always know how long. How long, Lord, will I struggle with my schoolwork? How long will these tests be so hard for me? Would you really want to hear an answer like, until you graduate? The fact is, you do not need an answer to the question, how long, in terms of years or days or hours or minutes. Because God gives you something better. When you ask how long, God says, trust me. I'm always looking out for you. I am faithful. I am your deliverer and your salvation. That's his answer to how long. And nothing could be more true. Our God is our faithful one, so faithful that he sent his own Son into the world to bear our sins of complaining, our bad attitudes about how long, our angry questions. Our God is so faithful that he gave his one and only into death, even death on a cross, so that we could be free of the punishment we deserve in hell's dungeons. God looks after you. He has given you the ultimate deliverance into the mansions of heaven. And he's delivered you a few other times too, hasn't he? He has ended troubles for you in the past. If the time is right and if it is best for you, he will do it again. And so when you ask how long, also ask with the believing heart of David, saying, I have trusted in your faithfulness. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has looked after me. We ask God how long, and he says, I am faithful. Amen. Let's sing hymn 537, verses 1 to 3. 537, 1 to 3.